Mueller or whoever, when these guys get together and talk about how God has a wider mercy than just the gospel, and there are people who never heard the gospel, have never read the Bible, don't know the name of Jesus, and they're going to heaven. And they may call themselves evangelical, and well, they may be, but that's deadly friendly fire. Devastating to the truth of God, and literally annihilates discernment. Now, let me just give you some categories of attacks. I better look at a watch here. I'm just going to give you a few categories. You can fill in the blanks, okay? First is the attacks from the critics. You know, the old German liberalism, Graf Wellhausen, higher criticism, all of that. And I honestly think that if nobody in the world would know those guys even lived, if we just left them dead, we have to resurrect them, and they're better off buried deep. But you know all of that higher criticism and how it poisoned all the wells of the churches in Europe and then in America. You know, even though we won that battle, I think we fought it and fought it and fought it and won it, and I think the 10 years of the Inerrancy Congress did a tremendous amount. It hangs on the body like a plague. The contemporary version of it you saw on ABC with Peter Jennings, The Search for the Real Jesus. He interviewed a whole lot of people who didn't know who he was or where he was. If you want to find Jesus, you don't ask a whole lot of people who don't know him. And then you follow the Jesus seminar. That's the latest the space in the silly religion sections of papers. They are, of course, dead and blind to the truth, but they don't know that. And they make decisions about whether what Jesus said, according to Scripture, he really said. And they have a curious polling procedure. By the way, I'm reading a little article. I'm quoting me here, so bear with me. I know that's an odd thing to do. It's like the Baptist preacher, you know, who preached such a great sermon that he autographed his own Bible. But I just want you to, I just go through it quicker if I read what I wrote on this some time back. Here's the curious polling procedure to determine whether what the Bible says Jesus said, he actually said. Each participant dropped a red